This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. We've been talking a lot lately about the state budget impasse and its effect on numerous organizations, including Southern Illinois University. Today's In Focus is with interim SIUC Chancellor Brad Caldwell. We, as I've said, have talked a lot about the budget. Since the last time you and I talked, the cuts to the SIUC campus have come out.
Yes, ma'am.
Many people are losing their jobs mm-hmm. as a result of mm-hmm. that. Can you tell us a little bit about where we stand now?
Sure. For the notices that were provided, and actually there were 49 and not 51 ultimately notices, or people, there were more notices, but 49 were actually initially targeted for layoff. We have now completed the bumping process. That is now complete, meaning there had to be a period of time for those who received notice to make a decision if they wanted to be bumped, they wanted to leave the university, accept the layoff. And so there's a couple week period there that has been done, and we've now gone to that next step. And so as far as we're concerned, we are pretty close to having that all wrapped up.
For a lot of people in and around the campus community, they're concerned that this was just the first wave, that there will be another round of layoffs, that we'll be talking about faculty reductions or things like that.
Sure.
Can you clarify that?
Sure. As of today, and given that the budget situation in Springfield could change, we're not anticipating anything more at this time. So I've heard a number of rumors about, or people asking, you know, after the new fiscal year, will there be round two? And now, I'm not going to say, you know, never, because I don't know exactly what the budget will be. But at this time, no, we're not looking. There is not a planned round two of cuts to staff at this point.
And of course, we should reiterate that this is a fluid situation. We're still not sure what the General
sure,
Assembly will
absolutely.
Do. In its special session, they're headed back to Springfield this week, and the end of the fiscal year is June 30th.
Sure. And Jennifer, I appreciate your point, because, yes, this is all predicated on the fact that we do get some kind of state budget, not a stopgap, but a true state budget.
Any indication in your mind that you will get a state budget for 2018?
This is the closest we've ever been. With the governor calling the General Assembly back in session. But at this point, I think we've all been through the ups and downs enough to know until we see the ink dried on the final legislation, we're just going to sit back and wait and continue to do our lobbying and whatnot. But this is the closest, I will say, that we have been towards the sense of compromise.
State funding is just one piece of the funding puzzle for Southern Illinois University in terms of its funding structure. Another piece of that is tuition, and the summer semester has started here in Carbondale. I wonder how things are looking for this summer compared to last summer, or mm-hmm. what you were hoping for, how that might help out in terms of getting the university through these next several months.
Sure. The summer right now, because again, we typically have official 10-day counts, and we are not there yet. So what I'm giving is unofficial one-week numbers, but it looks like we're down about 3%. And to be honest with you, I mean, even though you never want to be down, given that the last, our freshman class this year was the smallest we've had in quite some time, to be down only approximately 200 students for summer isn't bad, is not bad at all in one sense, as far as where we were budgeting for and where we were kind of hoping things would come. This is not a terrible number for us. But the one thing that's interesting, though, is when you look at off-campus versus on-campus, at some point, if these tens keep continuing, which I would probably say next summer, we will clearly be having more off-campus summer students than there will be on-campus. And so that'll be a trend that we do need to keep our eye on.
Sure. And as we talk about summer, then of course you're looking ahead to fall. What are projections looking like for this fall?
The fall, not as pretty, but that's not to be... That's not unexpected for us. We have budgeted for a smaller incoming freshman class. We know it's going to be smaller, and it's a trend of the state. I will give our undergraduate recruitment team the highest kudos you can imagine as far as working hard and knowing what they're up against with other states having budgets, other states taking our students, recruiting our students, and it makes their job so difficult. So I in no way fault them. This is an issue of the state and parents and students saying, will I get my if I enroll at any Illinois school or Carbondale, will I get my degree 4 years from now? And the answer is yes, but because we will, if you come to SIU, we will teach you out. There is no question about that. But there's some scare tactics out there and from other out-of-state universities and, you know, the media and whatnot sometimes social media have an interesting spin on some things. So it puts a little fear factor in there. So all that being said, yes, we will be down this fall, but it's not a surprise to us, and we have budgeted accordingly as far as the tuition shortfall.
This is one of the many issues that we spend time talking about as you come in, Dr. Caldwell. Unfortunately, we're out of time before we have time to talk about them any more than this, but I do appreciate your time.
All right, thank you.
You're listening to In Focus on WSIU, your NPR station. I'm Jennifer Fuller.